You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I think that we've got so much material left in this segment. Number one of the Triple Dipper, calling it Hands Off of Our Kids, that I'm going to have to keep going for a little bit longer. Copper, thank you for your flexibility. We're going to go ahead and move Copper's Corner to 3:30. You're still good with that?
No problem.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. It is her birthday. She's in a very good mood because it's her birthday. So, all right. But, hey, serious subject, though. I'm about to remind you, maybe some of y'all are here for the first time, about some things that are ongoing right now in the Huntsville City school systems that are going to curl your hair. When I read it to you direct from the handbook, you'll see what I'm talking about. Before I do that, though, let me just jump on the phone. I got a call from line three, Jeff in Indiana. My brother Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
I done told Copper I wished her a happy birthday and said that she had my sympathy for having to share it with Dale Jackson.
Oh, that's right. It is Dale's birthday. I forgot about that. Copper.
Yes, it is.
I did not realize you shared the birthday. Okay.
Yeah, I always forget.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I hate to say it, but what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to either have chaperones in classrooms or we're going to have cameras and mics, you know, and record everything.
It's a crying shame, isn't
these
it?
These teachers, it is a crying shame. I mean, there's no expectation of privacy in the public domain anyway. I mean, I've got a camera focused on my face 3 feet in front of me. I have to sit there and look at it all day long. So, I mean, I don't have any expectation of privacy, so, you know, they don't have one either.
Yeah, if you scratch an itch, they know it. It's a question. I mean, I think it's tough. It's an idea that you think, okay, do we have to go that far? But there are times when things are happening, like I'm going to talk about something here in a minute, where the handbook that I've got encourages teachers to keep certain information from the parents. And that should not be allowed. There's no way that should be allowed.
No. And this will also cut down on bullying because you'll be able to sit there and see what the kids that are bullying and take them out of the classrooms and discipline them. And the teachers won't be able to sit there and, don't tell your parents because it'll all be all recorded and all be on tape. And then it need to be where parents can look in on their kids, you know, if they want to and see what's going on because it's, You can't trust teachers anymore.
Well, and I won't say you can't trust all teachers because I know some great teachers. I know some folks that I would trust my kids with in a heartbeat. They are definitely out there, and I think they're the majority, to be honest. But the other thing this would do, I mean, to your point, if we ever went down that road, the other thing this would do is it would protect teachers from false claims, which does happen too, by the way.
It'd be just like police body cams. I mean, you know, 99% of the cops are good out there, but it just takes that one small percentage that's not good that we have to go through all this stuff to, make sure that everything's going right.
Well, kids are precious, and they're worth it one way or the other. Jeff,
exactly.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you very much. Have a great day, buddy. Be safe on the road. All right, listen, let me just jump over to something here. So you may recall, those of you that have been with the show since back in the beginning, one of the things that I worked to expose back when the show first started, probably the first month or so the show was on the air last summer, was the fact that the Huntsville City School Systems is one of the few in the state that has chosen to put in place a program called No Place for Hate. It's put together by a group called the Anti-Defamation League, which you would think would be, that sounds like a great name, right? The Anti-Defamation League. Well, the Anti-Defamation League started off as an organization designed to fight anti-Semitism. They have since gotten way, way, way far from their original mission. The No Place for Hate curriculum is something that is currently in use. You can go, unless they've changed it now, you can go to the Huntsville City Schools website and type in Huntsville City Schools No Place for Hate. It's been a while since I did that, but my recollection was they're up there. They have their annual, you know, soiree with it. They promote it in all the schools. I'm looking at a copy of the No Place for Hate handbook teacher guide. Let me tell you, I mean, there's a variety of things in here that are egregious, and we don't have all the time in the world to break down this 52-page document. At the beginning of the document, the table of contents, it encourages that social justice should be a part of the classroom. All right, you see where we're going? And then when you go to, let's see, page 24. Page 24 is all about making sure you use the correct pronouns and names of the student. It talks about the fact that some students, as they recognize that they are gender nonconforming, non-binary, or transgender students now in our Huntsville City Schools, that they may be uncomfortable using their given names or their pronouns, and that teachers should then ask them early on, perhaps in a student survey when the year starts, about which pronoun they prefer to be called by. And the teacher should then share their pronouns with the students to make them more comfortable. And if there are ever opportunities for group discussions on this, and some are uncomfortable with discussions about race, they should segregate them by race so that black kids can talk to black kids and white kids can talk to white kids. It's absolutely antithetical to common sense, but here's the part too that really, really angered me the first time I saw it. Page 24 of the handbook that is currently in place in the Huntsville City School System. Last paragraph, page 24. You should also ask whether it's okay or not to use their name and pronouns in communication home to the parents or family members and a parent-teacher conference. Because keep in mind that some students may not disclose this information to some or all family members. Meaning, if Susie wants to call herself Billy at school or wants to use the pronouns they or them, and they do that at school, but they don't want their mom to know, the teacher shouldn't tell the mom. It goes on to say, if you know your students' correct pronouns and names, use them in class and do not rely on the official or roster information. Are you kidding me with this? Why is this in our Huntsville City School System? Somebody needs to ask the school board, what in God's name is going on? Why do they have this handbook in Huntsville, Alabama's school system right now? Because they do. And don't let them say, oh, well, we just implement certain portions of No Place for Hate. Well, crap. They got the program, and here's the handbook. And it's telling you right there on page 24 that if a child wants to come to the classroom and feel more comfortable being with a teacher who lets, you know, she be a he and he be a she and use different pronouns or even call themselves by a different name, that what happens in school stays in school. You don't tell the parents. That might make things uncomfortable and awkward. You don't want to put the child in a bad place with the parents. No, it's the other way around. You don't want the parent to have government keeping secrets from the parents. It doesn't work. I don't care what it is. The parents are supposed to be the ones in charge of their child's upbringing. And it may be uncomfortable if a child identifies differently than what the parents would wish. It is not the role of the school to then establish the wall between the parent and the child at all. Who knows what counseling or other things could have come to bear to benefit that family had the family been made aware of the secrets being kept by the school system in accordance with the No Place for Hate handbook. I'm telling you, folks, this is in the Huntsville City School System right now. Every single one of you running for office right now should get a copy of this handbook. All I did was I went online, I typed in No Place for Hate handbook, and it comes down. And I'm looking at the 2021-2022 edition, and it's in the Huntsville City School System. Well, this kind of thing happens all the time and too often, and it's right here in our backyard. Story off of Fox News. Here's another one off of Fox. I mean, I got them from New York Magazine. I've got them from Fox. I've got them from Daily Wire. This one off of Fox, written by Kelsey Coburg, titled Teaching Critical Race Theory and Equity is a Distraction from Real Education Crises. And I agree. It says that in a focus on teaching critical race theory and equity is a distraction from poor literacy rates among America's students. Talks about how many students are not reading at grade level, and yet we're spending a lot of time teaching them things that distract from education, like, well, you were born this color, therefore you are either an oppressor or an oppressed. Yeah, I got a call on line 5 that looks interesting. I'm going to go ahead and grab that real quick. Line 5, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm good. This nonsense that you've uncovered here in our own Huntsville school system is outrageous to me. Here's a city, a highly educated community, now the largest community in Alabama, that produces engineers and scientists and rocket technicians, and our children are having their head filled with nonsensical far leftist socialist woke crap. I mean, I think that's outrageous. And the thing that scares me is I know some teachers, and the culture inside a lot of Southern schools is you don't make waves. When you get told this is how it's going to be, you become ostracized and punished for speaking out against it. And I hope there's some teachers out here will take the lead on exposing this even further and putting an end to it, because it has no place in this, in our school system.
Yeah, totally agree. Sparky, great call, man. Thank you very much. You know, and to reaffirm, you know, Sparky just mentioned the fact that he knows a number. I have teachers in my family. Listen, there are wonderful, godly people whose calling it is to educate our kids, and they're good at it. And they when I say it's a calling, they believe that it is truly their calling. It is what they're gifted for. And then there are those who recognize that they have an opportunity to indoctrinate kids on social ideologies that have no place in our classroom, whether it be critical race theory, or whether it be gender fluidity, or whether it be, you know, things like, you know, recognizing your white fragility or whatever else. It's not the place. It's not the place at all. Copper, move us to a break. Move us to a break before I blow a gasket, Copper. Hurry. All right. Folks, listen. Thank you. A little good mood music going out the door here. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. And you know what? I think I've got some more Trash Panda tickets. Get your dialing fingers ready. 866-494-9866. Don't dial yet. Wait till I say it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, listen, we got plenty going on, but right now, one of the things we got going on is I got Trash Panda tickets. Trash Panda tickets, I got a pair of them. The first one who calls in right now and says you are a Right Side ruffian, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Is you or ain't you a Right Side ruffian? I got Trash Panda tickets if the phone starts ringing. All right, so listen, wrapping up this segment, while I got time, while the phones begin to ring, Copper is already, oh my gosh, that was fast. I might as well just quit talking because the phones rang so fast I didn't have a chance to even pick up a piece of paper. Yeah. All right. Line four. We got Gail. Gail's on the line right now. Gail, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Is you is or is you ain't a Right Side ruffian?
It is a Right Side ruffian.
Oh, outstanding. Well, we appreciate that very much. Gail, where are you calling from? Did we lose her right then?
I'm from Madison, Alabama.
Oh, well, good. All right. Well, we're glad you're in the audience. Listen, you hang on the phone. We got a difficult connection, so I want you to give all your contact information to Copper. She'll make sure that we get those tickets to you, okay?
I would love to.
All right. Stay tuned. Don't hang up, Eric. Copper, go ahead and get her information, and I'll keep going. And find out where she lived, Copper, because I couldn't quite hear it. But all right, listen, folks, I'm wrapping this up. Kids are a gift from God. I believe that with all my heart. I do. Charlene and I had the joy of raising two amazing kids, and now we have two amazing grandkids, and I hope more on the way. But the reality is this. Kids are a gift from God, and we have to take serious the fact that there are ideologues out there that want things that they can't have, one of which is our kids. And they're doing what they can. I got a story here from, or actually an opinion piece from New York Magazine. A guy named Andrew Sullivan wrote this a couple years ago. But it was spot on, man. And the guy, and this guy, by the way, he's obviously center left because he's very sympathetic to certain liberal causes that I'm not sympathetic to. But nonetheless, he makes some great points. Nonetheless, he comes at it from a very rational standpoint. The title of it is When the Ideologues Come for the Kids. And he says, like any religion, wokeness understands the need to convert children. Ah, see? He goes on to say the old Jesuit motto is, which was attributed to Voltaire, is give me the child for the first 7 years and I will give you the man. So what they're saying is the same thing I said earlier, that in Proverbs it says, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. But I'm just telling you right now, he gives great examples in here. He's got a couple of them. Like number one, he talked about a school most recently where, the school board decided they were going to go with bathrooms being open to whoever wanted to use whichever one. There was no longer a boys' and a girls' room. Girls came home telling their parents mortifying stories about having the boy kick open the stall door while they were using the facilities. Boys described being afraid to use the urinals because they might get seen. One man reported that his son reported that his classmates, without any collective decision, had simply just gone back to the old system. That regardless of what the new signage was, boys began to use what used to be the boys' room and girls began to use the former girls' room. The author's point is, as an analogy for the price of progressivism, he said this story is close to perfect. Authorities impose an ideology on reality, and reality slowly begins to fight back. He talks about other situations too, like children being taught to feel guilty for the way that they were born. Because you were born a certain race, you must feel guilty because you're an oppressor, or you feel guilty because you left to live oppressed. Our children should never be told that they don't rate, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And we know that this nation that we live in right now is literally the opportunity for success exists to every single person in this country. Some may find it easier to get to than others, but it does not exist for anyone. And it says here in the story that this guy wrote, a boy who doesn't think he's personally responsible for racism is told he's merely reflecting white fragility at times. And that should never be. That's oppressive. That's guilt in itself. He goes on to talk about, too, the ideas of gender fluidity, giving kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. His words, not mine. He said that is an indoctrination into an ideology, not a campy encouragement for reading and fun. Folks, that was a moderate to leftist writing that article. I used his words. Those weren't my words. But they're coming for our kids. And it's up to us to say no. I'm just telling you, folks, if we sit idly by and let it continue to happen, then God help us in the next generation. All right, that's enough of that. Coming up next, one of my favorite segments every single week, Copper, on her birthday, is going to give us Copper's Corner. She views the world pretty solidly, and she expresses herself pretty well. Copper's Corner, coming up next. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.